This is an executive summary of who should not do a 721 exchange. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Much is written about who should consider a 721 exchange, but knowing who should not do one is equally important, and often more clarifying. The 721 exchange is excellent for owners ready to transition into passive, diversified right ownership, but it's a poor fit, even a mistake, for others. If you value control over your real estate, need near-term liquidity, want the flexibility to keep exchanging via 1031, aren't ready to commit to right ownership, or don't meet the suitability requirements, the 721 exchange is likely wrong for you, and forcing it could lead to regret. Recognizing these disqualifying profiles helps you avoid a poor fit commitment. This guide describes who should not do a 721 exchange and what fits them better, so you can honestly assess whether you're in the wrong group. The clearest profile who should not do a 721 exchange is the active investor who values control. If you want to make your own real estate decisions, managing your properties, choosing acquisitions and dispositions, directing your strategy, and actively building or optimizing your portfolio, the 721 exchange takes this away. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.